It's the Cardinals and Reds tonight. You can see the game on Fox Sports Midwest, and we'll come your way at 6:30 with the pregame show. Genesis Cabrera, Luis Castillo going for the Reds. Cabrera to be his second major league start. This is presented by Lordo's Diamonds. We're brought to you in brilliant clarity thanks to Lordo's. And you can find out more about Lordo's Diamonds at lordosdiamonds.com. You have that birthday, anniversary, engagement. Think about Lordo's Diamonds. Jimmy Lordo is there every day. He'll greet you at the door and take care of you. And if you mention my name or Scoops with Danny Mac, you'll get additional money off on your already low prices at Lordo's Diamonds, located in the heart of Ladue. Well, it is the Cardinals and Reds tonight, and Cabrera going, and starting pitching has been the story for the Cardinals during their four-game winning streak, as they've had their starters go 26 innings with an ERA of 1.38. I'm going to get to Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch in just a moment, but would the Cardinals be willing to add Alex Reyes to this rotation fairly soon? I asked John Mozeliak on Scoops with Danny Mac, Mondays with Mo. We do it every Monday with John about that potential and that possibility.
Well, I think a lot of people are talking about this as if there's some like magic bullet or time when he'll be back. He made the club out of spring training, but struggled with command at the major league level, sent back down to really work on that. Unfortunately, was injured for part of that time. So really he has to get himself back into a consistent pattern to where he can be a productive member of our major league club. And I think right now there's still some work to do.
Genesis Cabrera made a debut this last week. Your thoughts on the big lefty?
Well, you know, it was a tough game to truly evaluate in terms of what you thought of him. But I think the one scout hat, if you're wearing it, was that was electric stuff. And so when you look at what you saw the other night versus what we saw in spring training, it was totally different, which I think all of us were thrilled to see. So, you know, he's going to get another opportunity with his stuff. He's got to be in the strike zone. He's got to be able to pound that, take advantage of having the type of fastball and curveball in his repertoire to take advantage of it. So, you know, hopeful that he can be someone that we can count on in our rotation. But, you know, clearly when you look at what he brought to the table the other night, you can see why we're excited about him.
John mentioned the repertoire that Cabrera has, and his fastball the other night against the Phillies averaged 96.2. The low was 93. The high was 98. 36 pitches, 24 strikes. He had 15 swings, 3 misses, and the Phillies were 182. The average against that fastball, it is a very good one that he possesses. And again, you can always hear from John Mozeliak, Mondays with Mo. It's cataloged on the website as well if you want to go back and listen to some of the past editions. But we really dove into Adam Wainwright and his fantastic start from Sunday. Coming up, I'll visit with Derek Gould. We'll talk about that Wainwright start. What does the four-game winning streak mean to the Cardinals? And we'll sprinkle in a little Blues hockey as well. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. We talk it over with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And Derek, the Cardinals have won 4 straight going into this series with the Reds. And let's go back to Sunday. That was some high drama, wasn't it, with Adam Wainwright?
That, I thought, was a remarkable baseball game. That was a baseball game to put in a time capsule. And every so often when we hear about pace of play or we hear about the boredom of the game or we hear about this or hear about that, about what's wrong with baseball or why the National League needs a DH or on and on and on and on, that's the game we pull out and go, hey, look, this was just another day in June, a Sunday afternoon game, and look at how remarkable it was. I mean, huge crowd, huge stakes, compelling decisions, and yeah, the National League rules played a part in it. So I thought that was a very interesting, well-played, excellent defensive game, lots to like on both sides of the ball for the Cardinals, for the Cubs, just everything. And I thought what Wainwright did and how Wainwright went about it, especially because one of the things, Dan, that I've been really impressed with this season is how prepared the Cubs are for the Cardinals. I think that every Cubs hitter has gone up there with an encyclopedic approach against Cardinal pitchers. I mean, you look at what they did to Michaelis, and then you look at what they did to Wainwright, and you look at what they tried to do to Flaherty. I think, you know, this is an example of two teams that know each other so well. Those Cubs hitters go up there with a real good idea of what they're trying to accomplish. And I think that made Wainwright start all the more impressive because he was able to execute when they knew what he was trying to do and every so often flip the script on him. And maybe Kisner helped with that.
Yeah, that was an interesting point too. And I also thought it was a terrifically managed game by Mike Schilt. He pulled all the right strings, and base running was a key part. Colton yep. Wong was a big part. Carpenter off the bench, big part. The fact that he pulled Hicks early, big part. Yep. The fact that he kept Wainwright in, big part. I just thought everything that he did, which would have been open to be absolutely killed, went his way. It was a really well-managed game by Mike Schilt.
I think so. You know, we knew before the game Carlos Martinez was not going to be available. We knew before the game that Hicks was on a limited pitch count and that the preference was to only use Gant for an inning. So we knew that the bullpen was not, let's say, full go or everybody ready. Decisions made in days or needs because of the previous day's games, previous few games, had left them in that spot. And what we didn't know but became very clear was is that eighth inning approached and you had Schwarber and Rizzo coming up. Andrew Miller was not warming up. There was no Andrew Miller to be found. And the only explanation for that was either, well, there's one of two. One, they've lost faith in Miller in those spots, or two, he wasn't available. And it's two, he wasn't available. And so I think given that understanding, it made the moves all the more, prescient, to be honest. And you also, it made more sense. And, you know, Schilt was able to explain that. He did explain, you know, he wasn't going to advertise that Miller wasn't available because that's a strategic element. And also, you know, his use was you could see them go either way with Miller. But with him unavailable, with him, you know, just getting that day, then really the choice was Wainwright. And, you know, excellent execution by him and just a tremendous defensive play by Colton Wong. There's no other way to put that. That game is tied and still playing if it's not for Colton Wong.
Yeah, Colton Wong had a terrific game. You know, even though he was picked off, it turned out to be a stolen base. He's now 9-for-9 in steals. And I give Mike Schilt a lot of credit with this. You know, he plays him every day, righty or lefty. And, oh, by the way, he's hitting much better against left-handed pitching than he is right-handed pitching this year. You let the guy play every day, show what he can do, doesn't have to squeeze the bat thinking he's got to be 4-for-4 to stay in the lineup. And to me, that's a major factor in watching this guy grow.
I agree. And then, you know, the on-base percentage is better. You know, he started off so good and then went into a bit of a slump, which is actually where you might find Paul DeJong right now.
Yeah.
So he's hitting the ball hard, just unlucky at times. I mean, he's tagged some lasers and just right at guys. So, you know, you see, I mean, Colton had such a gangbuster start that you thought, okay, this is the year. I know that it's been an ongoing theme in the chat that I host there at stltoday.com. You know, I said many years ago, maybe 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, that at some point in time in his career, Colton Wong is going to be an all-star. And it looked like this was going to be the year. Now that average has softened a little bit. You know, he still could go on a run, still could get, you know, the votes. Obviously, Cardinal Nation could still support him. But this definitely looks like the year he's going to win a Gold Glove for sure. Goodness. I think he's a complimentary player, and you're right, playing him every day. I would offer this thought, Dan, is that, you know, now he's up, he goes up there and he's probably looking to go for four, but he's not worried he has to go 9 for 4 to stay in the lineup. And that's where it got to. He wondered, how does every swing have to be a home run for me to play? Or can I strike out 3 times? Try? Do I have to be a power hitter? What do I have to be? And now he has a very clear sense of what he can be. He can change games with his glove. He can change games with his speed. He can change games with a bunt. He can contribute. And that's all they're asking him to do. He doesn't have to carry the offense. He doesn't have to provide power. Just find a way on base, focus on the on-base percentage, and see what happens. And I think you're seeing a much more comfortable player who, you know, at some point in time is going to play like he did at the start of the season more consistently.
Hair Salon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a men, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Salon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Salon for Men. Hey, Blues fans, pick up the St. Louis Blues hat trick at the Schnucks Deli. You get a half pound of a Schnucks Deli meat, a half pound of another Schnucks Deli meat, Schnucks Deli cheese, all of that ready to go for just $8.99. It's the St. Louis Blues hat trick at Schnucks. And while you're scoring the hat trick, make sure you score some Schnucks Rewards points too. All you have to do is download the Schnucks Rewards app. And as a proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues, Schnucks would like to say, let's go Blues. And we'll wrap it up with this. Reds are in town. It's Luis Castillo going for the Reds, and yep, Hennessy Cabrera going for the Cardinals. His fastball averaged close to 97 miles per hour in his major league debut. Just give me your general impressions of seeing the lefty Cabrera and what you expect in this series.
So the thing that we heard most often from scouts, not with the Cardinals, sort of as a shorthand for how to describe Yennefer Cabrera, is Carlos Martinez from the left side. And I think you can kind of see that, right? Like you kind of see him on the mound, and you're like, oh, well, there's a similarity there. There's a, you know, somewhat similar build. And then you see the stuff, and there's some similar stuff there. You have, you know, the movement on his fastball, the velocity on his fastball. I think he comes to the majors with a stronger curve, though we didn't see that all that much. We didn't really see an extended look at him because of that game went upside down so quick, and then they made the move to get a better bat in the lineup because they had to kind of catch up, and then the game was gone once Waka was in there and 3 home runs by the Phillies. But I think there it's interesting. I think it'd be really interesting to see how Cabrera goes about like a second look at hitters, or how he goes about getting into that, getting use of that curveball, which was a big part of why they brought him up here. He is pitching Tuesday to pitch again Sunday against the Cubs. Every outing he has the job until he gives them the reason to look elsewhere, and I find that interesting too.
Absolutely. Derek, as always, thank you. We'll see you at the ballpark
Dan,
tonight.
Quick.
Yeah.
Real quick, congratulations on going to that game. I know that it meant a lot to you to go to the Stanley Cup, and I'm glad you got to go. I'm glad you got to experience that. I'm sure it was an event for the city.
I tell you what, it was amazing, and lucky enough to have a friend that had 4-season tickets, and we had the off night, and he said, you know, you can't get a ticket. I've tried everywhere without paying $1,500 per ticket, which I might be doing on Sunday night, but because that's how much fun I had last night. But I'll tell you what, Derek, the emotions for me, as you know, covering the team with me, and I was there before you and after you, the
wow.
Blues. Well, I covered it a long time on both radio and TV. First of all, the number one thing is my dad, and my dad grew up loving sports. And teaching me sports and got my love going of it besides playing. But he loved all the all the St. Louis teams, including the Cardinals, but he loved the Blues unlike anything else. So He's been gone for over two decades. But when I think of the times that I bonded with my dad, it was over Blues hockey. We watched or we would go. And then to be there and take my three kids, I have four. My other kid got to go over the weekend, and then I got to take three of them. It was an incredible emotional experience, and that's the beauty of sports. And sometimes in our business, I think you get, I don't know what the word is, but you're kind of hardened to it, I guess is the best way to put it. You're a little callous about it, but it brought me back to being a fan again and why I love sports. And so it was, if not the best sporting event I've been to, it's one of the best, but now, and you know, a few hours later now, I'd have to say, Derek, it's the best event I've ever been to, and that includes
really, good to hear.
I mean, it, you know, as a fan, now doing games as a broadcaster is a different story, but man, oh man, was it fun! It was just great. Yeah. It was electric, and it's such a wonderful time for the city. So, I don't mean to get too sappy, but it's a big deal.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup Finals is one of the great sporting events, and I hope as many people as possible get to cherish it. Even if it's not at the game, then be somewhere nearby it just so you can feel the vibe.
No doubt.
I enjoyed covering those, and I can't imagine what it's like to have it in. I mean, I can. I was able to cover a Stanley Cup Finals in my hometown, and see that. Now, it wasn't a team that had the history that the Blues do. The Avs showed up as they were great.
Right.
But Denver had never had a championship. So it was very cathartic for even this newcomer team to bring a title to a town that had been searching for one in football for so long, that had been denied baseball for so long, that had watched its basketball team, you know, I'll be polite, meander for so long.
Sure.
I can imagine. I got to attend a riveting 12, 11, 13, and under game, and it might be my favorite baseball game I saw all year. Rallies, tie scores, clutch two-run single by the guy who started the game as a pitcher, closing out. It was awesome.
Hey, I get it.
Yeah,
Derek,
it was good.
You're the best, buddy. We'll catch you up tomorrow.
Thanks, Dan. Looking forward to it.